Aerovision, Ireland's number one Eurovision podcast.
Hello, hello everyone. Fáilte aras to the Eurovision podcast. Semi-final one has been and gone. We've watched, we've reacted, we've digested just a little bit. And it's Connor and Lou here to talk you through our thoughts, along with a couple of other pals later in the episode. Alex Basmati plus friends plus a very special cameo from Alicia Michelle plus one or two pals from the press center joining Alex in some snippets you'll hear later on. It is all the action. It's all happening here at Eurovision HQ. But Connor, we've had 15 countries in the semi-final. 10 progressed. 5 have not. Belgium, Cyprus, Croatia, Slovenia, and Azerbaijan are staying behind in semi-final one. Lots to discuss, isn't there?
Yeah, and that means Albania, Estonia, Iceland, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, San Marino, Sweden, and Ukraine are heading into Saturday's grand final. We won't talk too much here, Lou. We'll let the live stream do the bits. But generally, how was the show? Happy with it?
Yeah, great crack. Enjoyed the interval. Kind of kitschy, kind of fun. Yeah. Loved it, and I think we'll chat about this later on, but I thought the new qualifier reveal was quite interesting.
Yeah, I thought it added a lot to the show, particularly when you got three countries that no one expected to qualify, or they were countries maybe borderline or not predicted to qualify, so that was exciting.
We'll hear a couple of snippets from the press room in Basel, one or two familiar voices, so here they are with Alex. Enjoy.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Eurovision podcast. I'm live from the press centre and we've had, in my opinion, one of the most shocking semi-finals that I have seen in a long time. I'm here with Roy. Could you please introduce yourself?
I am Roy from the Netherlands. I work for ESC United.
I'm speechless. What did you think?
Me too. I'm shocked about Belgium not making it. That was like a top 10 material for me. And I thought people would absolutely love it. Like, his vocals were flawless as well, I think. I don't know. Something must not have clicked. And then I'm surprised that San Marino and Portugal did make it in the end.
They were last in the odds.
Who?
Portugal.
Really? Were they last in the odds? Mental. It is like a song that has like a sort of audience, yeah. And it does also speak to the diaspora a lot because it's about like flying out from your motherland and stuff. But I'm shocked too.
Well, you must be happy for your own country.
Yeah, of course. I was a little bit in doubt when I saw the first rehearsals, but then when I saw the camera angles, it was really good. But the Netherlands got through, and I'm very happy with that. It looked really good in the end, basically.
And the last one I want to talk about is Cyprus, because there was so much hype for this. Sergio Hayan staged it. When it came out, this was probably, you know, seen as a possible winner. There wasn't much detail given originally, and it absolutely flopped. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think his vocals might not have been up to par of what you need at Eurovision in this day and age. And I don't know, the staging looked cool, but it was also maybe a little bit clunky, and like he's just doing a bit of parkour in like scaffolding. I'm not sure if it fully came across the right way.
Any final thoughts on the show?
I do think the Swiss did an absolutely amazing job performing this show, and like the interval acts were incredible, the hosts are really likable, and everything looked absolutely stunning. So my hat's off for the Swiss for producing this show so far.
Perfect. Thank you so much for hopping on the podcast with me. For the guys listening at home, I need to go have a drink because I actually don't know what my thoughts are. I'm so in shock. First of all, the Cyprus NQ has me gooped and gaffed. They actually took my Cyprus flag off me when I was going into the arena, and I didn't have to go get it back because I don't need it for the final. I'm shocked. And also, Roy, do you know the only other flag I had other than Ireland was Belgium?
Really?
Yes. And that was going to be my other flag. I'm really sad. There's restrictions on the flags.
Like size-wise?
Size-wise, yeah. So anyone coming to a show later in the week, keep that in mind. So if it is like one of the big flags that you can wrap around yourself, at least keep it not visible when you're walking in. There were people wearing them, but if you had it visible walking in through security, it was taken off you.
I see.
All right. Thank you so much, Roy. Chat to you later. Hey guys, I'm here with Adam McCallig. We are live from the press centre. Could you just repeat what you just said to me? Because this was a big shock, right, because of Belgium and Cyprus. What do you think that says about the competition at large?
It's very clear. Authentic music succeeds. inauthentic music does not succeed. Cyprus' song was very weak. They tried to disguise a really weak song with impressive staging, and it failed because viewers are very smart, a lot more smarter than we think. And for Belgium, a lot of people were lacking a connection to that song. And we saw songs like Portugal, so heartfelt, but very modern at the same time, but Slovenia not making it true because it was a bit dated and it was a bit too like on the nose with the meaning. Viewers want something that is special, not forced. They want good music with good messages. So I am very satisfied that we don't have Belgium or Cyprus in the final, if I'm being honest.
Well, as Adam was talking there, I was giving him absolute daggers because they were two of my favourites. And I'm so upset. Adam, I was just talking to Roy. You know that those two flags were the only ones other than Ireland that I brought with me, Belgium and Cyprus. So this was an awful result for me. But you know who I'm delighted for and speaks to what you've just said? Portugal. Portugal qualification. That's a really authentic song. It obviously connected with the people.
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard the song. I just forgot the song straight away. But the more I heard it, I felt so emotional listening to it. So I was kind of afraid that I love it now, but the first time I saw it, I found it very forgettable. So I don't know what it is, but I do think the song is actually one of the most modern songs we have in the 2025 contest. I think it's a really strong song, and I'm just really glad that Portugal are sending something from the heart and it made it true. And I think it's definitely better than Slovenia. So I was expecting Slovenia to go through instead of Portugal, but I'm very, very happy that Portugal made it through instead.
Chris, what did you think?
I was in the arena, and first of all, the way they have revealed it has been a big shock, but we've lost maybe three or four ones that we were sure were going to qualify, and we've gained two or three ones that we were convinced that were not going to qualify amongst the fandom. So, yeah, congratulations to the ones who have made it. Napa, they were amazing.
Who are you most disappointed by?
Belgium and Cyprus. But it just shows that like Eurovision is bigger than just a young audience. It's huge. And clearly the people that watch Eurovision didn't connect with those kinds of songs. But yeah, when you just think Eurovision can't get any more exciting, it does.
Rob, from the Eurotrip, give me just your two biggest reactions. Go.
Two biggest reactions. Shocked that Red Seb isn't in the grand final. Unbelievable staging. One of the best we've seen in Eurovision this year. And I think I'm surprised to see Portugal in the grand final. But honestly, they always find a way, don't they? They really, really do. And they will add something very different to what we see on Saturday.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Chat to you later.
And a big thank you to Alex Basmati and all of her guests there live from the press centre in Basel straight after semi-final one. Now it's time to head over and check out some of the best bits of the live stream from last night. As we said in all the previous episodes this week, we are live most nights this evening. We'll be live this evening after the semi-final 2 rehearsal show from about 9:35 p.m. if you are listening on Wednesday the 14th of May. Check us out on YouTube and all our socials there for that link. But without further ado, here are the best bits of last night's live stream. It is just after semi-final 1. We have just seen the show. We know the 10 qualifiers. And Jesus, my God, what a show, Lou. What a show. Lads.
I am shook it. Hi, everyone. How are you guys all feeling? Hello to everyone in the YouTube chat, the Instagram chat, Twitter, wherever you are. First thing I see is Fackington saying, I'm in shock, poor Belgium. Say it louder. Not us on yesterday's episode being like, Belgium's our top three.
No bother at all. Yeah, like lads. Wow.
What? Iceland are in. The boys did it.
Three of the bookies' predictions to not qualify qualified. Like, what just happened, lads? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. We can see so many of you going mad
the
in the comments.
The San Remo theme tune is in the Eurovision final.
Portugal got me shook. I know I said last night I'd give up Eurovision that they qualified and look what happened.
Awkward. Bye-bye.
Smudge 567, delighted for Iceland. San Marino ? By Owen. Vibe. Rachel said, I need a debrief. Belgium, I'm so sad for them. I loved it. Aoife, can't believe Belgium was fifth overall in the odds and didn't qualify. What happened, lads? What happened?
What the hell just happened?
Be summed it up, y'all. Holy Jesus.
Guys, San Marino, Iceland, and Portugal all qualifying together. Cyprus is out. What are Alex and I going to do on Saturday?
Thank God.
Hush, hush. That's still going to be one of my most streamed songs this year. I love it so much. Oh my gosh.
What a crazy last few minutes. It's mad. Myself and Lee were just saying before we came on air that you kind of go into Eurovision week thinking you know everything and everything is, you know, solid. This is going to happen. And then semi-final one starts and then you get the results and everything is thrown up in the air and anything can happen. It's mental.
I was saying this earlier, like, almost every year, there's like some kind of shock in semi-final one. I don't know if you guys find this as well. And then you look at your semi-two predictions and you're like, well, I know nothing, so I'm going to start changing my predictions, or I'm going to start making really weird takes that just won't happen in semi-two because we don't know everything. As much as we try to guess and analyze, some years we do it better than others. And there was definitely a couple of surprises, leaving Ukraine until the end.
I really thought we were about to see the first ever NQ for Ukraine. It was very, very close.
Do you think the producers knew that the people would be querying Ukraine qualifying?
Probably.
So it made good telly to leave them till the end.
Yeah, I say so. I wouldn't have been surprised at all, to be honest.
Yeah.
And B makes a good point, and I know we kind of said it at the end of the show. At this point, Ireland is through with flying feckin' colours, and it does give you a lot of hope for Thursday, yeah. But we'll deal with that on Thursday. Let us know your thoughts on tonight's show. That is most important. Owen says, I wish Ukraine didn't qualify. Smudge says, I think we are a cert to qualify now because Iceland got in. Ray said, I enjoy a Sony song, but now with Connor on the A Better Song Lost Out train. Yeah, very true tonight. Bonsai devastated over Belgium and Cyprus. KC Cub, I'm shook. Kieran said, Loki hated this new semi-final announcement style. Let us know your thoughts on that. We kind of enjoyed it, actually. We thought it was a bit of
it worked for this one anyway, yeah.
Moment. Leone said, absolutely buzzing for Iceland, but what a crazy result overall. And James O'Connor said, Eurovision about to collapse over semi that Ireland aren't even in.
That's so Eurovision, baby.
That's it. And Ray said, Ukraine NQ would have been valid this year. That staging was a migraine. Interesting take there.
Should we chat through the non-qualifiers first? And I'll just...
Yeah.
I'll call out the non-qualifiers. So we had 15 songs in semi-final one. 10 have progressed to the grand final on Saturday night. And 5 have not and have stayed left behind in the semi. Somewhere between 11th to 15th position. We won't know for sure in which position they finished until late Saturday night, really early Sunday morning is when we usually find out. So those 5 that didn't make it are Azerbaijan, Run With You, Mama Ghana, Belgium, Strobe Lights, Red Sebastian, Croatia, Poison Cake, Marco Bosniak, Cyprus with Theo Evan, and Slovenia. How much time do we have left, Clemen? Like, not all of them were clear-cut NQs for me anyway. I don't know what you guys all think in the chat. We'll start maybe quickly just on Azerbaijan. That for me wasn't a shock. I don't think for you either, Connor.
No, I do like the song as a studio version, but just overall the performance, the staging was a bit of a mess. I don't understand the dancers that they had. The vocal ultimately was just a big issue for me. It was nearly as if he was taking the piss on stage. I know I said that last night. I just felt it was that X Factor kind of funny audition moment of the high pitch. I know Marty Whelan on Irish commentary said that they were on helium, and that's, I guess, the kind of vibe that people must have got. Not a surprise it didn't this didn't get through, and I definitely think it is in contention for a last place or 14th place overall in the semi-final. I don't think it was in a fighting chance whatsoever. What about yourself, Lee?
No, it wasn't doing it for me. The staging was very fine. That's such a problem, you know. You can't make people feel indifferently at the Eurovision Song Contest, you know. Tommy Cash has so many haters, but does obviously have enough supporters to get him through the semi. And then, unfortunately, Azerbaijan just fell victim to nobody hated them, but did enough people love them? Unfortunately, not in this scenario. Guys, we do have to talk about it. And it's his birthday today. Red Sebastian, Belgium, one of the huge favourites from early on in the season. Belgium is out, and we're like boo boo the fools, because the two of us and Alex all last night were like, yeah, Belgium's in our top 3 of the semi. It's so slick. I stand by it. I think that staging is class. I don't know what else Belgium could have done with that package. Honestly, it seemed like it popped off in the arena. Can we attribute enough of it to the running order? I don't know. Like, it's only a 15-song semi-final. I think running order matters a little bit more in the final, to be honest. Belgium is out, non-qualifier. What do you make of it, Connor?
I'm honestly shocked. I'm really, really shocked. I'm looking at it now and you can see last year with Musty, you can understand, you know, the vocal was just not there and the staging was a bit off. But Red Sebastian, I'm actually just curious, what else could they have done? I don't know what else. I thought the staging was on point. We see Clemovision has just joined on our Instagram. We are so, so sorry.
Clementine,
we are so, aww, so sorry. Like, I think this is just the biggest shock of the night. And I think a lot of people are echoing this in the comments. It's just, I just don't know what else Belgium has to do to qualify now. If this did not qualify, and I just honestly don't think this was even close. I think Slovenia could have been the 11th spot, and we'll get onto that, and Belgium could be 12th. For some reason, it just did not connect with the voters in Europe and the rest of the world, which is bemusing to me. I have no idea why. I'm trying to pinpoint some point, but I just don't know why. It's probably just one of those songs that we just will never know why it
didn't. People felt stronger about other songs. Maybe it's that there was nothing wrong with Belgium. People just didn't get the urge to vote for it. Or it could be that classic case of people kind of thinking it's safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Someone saying on our YouTube chat that maybe it was too static. I mean, I'm glad it wasn't too crazy with movement personally, but it could be. Croatia. Now, Connor, I know you love the song and I don't like the song, but equally I don't take joy in it not qualifying, you know, like Marco's such a lovely guy and I really like what he was trying to do. And of course, Ben Pine, Irish songwriter, have to shout him out, doing such a great job on the song. So it's a disappointment for Croatia non-qualifying after being the runners up last year. Unfortunately, just didn't hit the mark on this one. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I thought it was always going to be an uphill battle. I know in our predictions that I put it through, but I just put it through for the crack, to be honest, just to see if it could get through. I think they did the best they could with the song, with the staging, but ultimately the song is just not strong enough and it's probably just too much of a Marmite song. You either love it or hate it, but not in the good way, and probably too many people hated it ultimately. So I think, you know, they did everything they could. They tried the best. They elevated the staging so much. So I got to give them props. From the national final to Eurovision, it looked amazing on stage, but just wasn't strong enough of a song to get through. Margot's vocals, I thought, were good tonight as well. So they did all they could, but I can see why it didn't go through. I'm not surprised, ultimately.
Yeah, it was definitely an uphill battle for Croatia. Carl says, seeing Croatia live, I actually enjoyed it. Never have streamed it really, though. Evamski says, Croatia was so high production and well performed, but the song was a bit weird and I kind of wanted it to end. So, yeah, Croatia also out. Cyprus. Theo Evan fan club in mourning. I'm sure Alex will still go out to Euro Club tonight. Yeah, me and Alex. Me and Alex. I'm sure she'll still head out tonight and she'll bop away to it in his honour. It's going to be one of my most streamed songs this year. Like, I was willing this to be better. I think the main downfall for this, like, as vocals aside, because the vocals were not perfect, obviously, it was lacking a bit of a moment. And for being the closer of the night, I don't know if that performance grabbed people. I'm disappointed for Sergio. He did a great job with what was there. I loved the opening shot. I think the scaffolding was a cool idea, quite different to what we've seen before in Eurovision. Cyprus are a competitive country, so they're going to come back hungry, I imagine, after this. Connor, you always have had a query over the vocals since we heard it live, right?
Yeah, I thought the vocals were a big issue tonight. I thought he sounded better last night in the jury dress rehearsal that we saw as press accreditation, as accredited press got to see. So I thought vocally it was better last night. Tonight, I just think the last high note was just very off. You can tell he was stretching to try hit it. The staging as well, as much as I love Sergio, I just didn't get the relation to the song. It was just a bit weird. I think the opening moments were amazing and then it just kind of lost me throughout. Myself, we were watching with friends and Shane, big shout out to him. The minute he did that kind of look in the camera and He usually winks. Now, tonight he didn't wink, but he kind of did a quiver of the lips.
Like smolder.
Smolder. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. We cringed our lives away. It was so mortifying. So I think just overall, it was a bit off-putting maybe for viewers. Similar enough, like I said last night, to maybe Ollie Alexander in different ways.
Yeah.
Potentially. So, yeah, not for me. I was never a fan of this ultimately, but yeah, not overly surprised that it didn't qualify this evening.
That's fair. I see a lot of comments in both the YouTube and the Instagram chat asking about juries. Like, how different do you think the result will be? Should juries come back? I will always maintain that I'm a Eurovision 2008 fangirl. I love noisy, camp, upbeat songs. I love all of that. I love that we have a world where San Marino and Iceland made it into the final. I don't think both of them would have made it if there had been a jury in this semi-final. So personally, televote only semis and then 50-50 is absolutely perfect for me in the final. But I think that's a very personal thing for every fan. Let us know in the chat what you guys think. What would you like juries to come back or not? And while they're doing that, Connor, you can tell us your thoughts.
On which? Juries?
Juries.
I think ultimately juries should come back, even though as happy as I am with tonight's result, I think ultimately if you're going to have juries in the final, you're going to have juries in the semifinals. But I think just expanding the juries, you know, from what is it currently? 5 people, is it?
Yeah.
Expand that out. You need more of a bigger sample size from 5. Maybe give, you know, 20 people of all different ages and all different genders a say, if that's going to be the way you're going to do it in the final, you know, with the jury. But tonight I'm happy with the televote only result. Come back to me maybe on Thursday and I'm losing some favourites and I'm like, oh, okay, bring back the juries. But if they're not crooked and they're not up to divilment, I like to have juries back. But tonight I'm happy because the result, divilment. You know what I mean? I'm happy with the result tonight. When I'm unhappy, I'll be saying bring them back.
But I know.
It's a hard one to know. It's a hard one to know. Because I don't want a 2022 final. That final was atrocious. We went to it and it was so, it had about 5 songs
crooked
all in
juries.
The first half that were so good and uplifting. And then everything else was like a ballad, 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 ballad. And it was just like, oh, come on there, lads.
Clement, how much time do we have left? I was kind of in a world the last day or two where I was like, yeah, I think this could go through. But no, Europe was not in the mood. We love talking about the mood of Europe. People weren't in the mood. Was it the running order? Was it being sandwiched between Poland and Estonia? Did people go, oh, that's nice, but just not pick up the phone?
It probably went back to what I thought last night. Ultimately, I think Poland is such... Ultimately, you have 2 big openers between Iceland and Poland. And then you get kind of a whiplash moment of going very down and slow with Clement. And by the time it gets to that beautiful moment in the last 30 to 40 seconds of the song with his wife coming out and the beam of golden lights coming out, you're probably turned off and falling asleep. So maybe it just ultimately, the rehearsal clip we saw, we kind of got a bit of hope. But ultimately, the majority of the song, it just takes too long to get to that moment. And people are probably falling asleep after being woken up by Iceland and Poland. I think that's probably what happened.
Yeah, stole the show a little bit, I suppose. And there's a lot of people asking in general, now that we've spoken about the non-qualifiers, how we feel about that 3-way split. And again, guys, let us know in the chat with you what you guys think of that 3 countries on the screen, one of them getting through. My first takeaway is, in general in the show, Tommy Cash is like the TV darling. Like, they keep panning. Every year there's kind of someone, it's usually one of the more, you know, kitschy, jokey entries. And it's Tommy Cash is clearly the cameraman's darling because they keep going back to him. Even rolling in the credits, he was the only contestant. They randomly just showed him kind of laughing or cheering or whatever. So yeah, he was up 3 times. And then we knew, I think Sam was saying, I didn't realize that they could only be shown 3 times. And it was kind of obvious that he was going through. But in general, in terms of that reveal, I think the suspense was pretty good. We had one thing that really entertained us was that Portugal, San Marino and Iceland were all up together. 3 countries like that, maybe.
It was Slovenia.
Was it Slovenia? Yeah. And we were kind of like, oh, who's this going to be?
Yeah.
That was quite fun.
Mm-hmm. I think when you have those moments, it's really, really good and exciting. But I did like the 3-way split. I think it was interesting. Changed it up a bit.
It's better than that like weird X Factor idea they had of having them all on the stage. The main thing is they need to be with their delegation in a vulnerable moment.
Especially the minute you find out you qualify or not qualify, the cameras are off you and you have that moment with your delegation, you said, just to kind of take it in. Whereas if you have to kind of like walk off stage while everyone else around you is either celebrating or, you know, also upset and disappointed about it, I think it's an awful thing. We talk so much about safeguarding artists and, you know, that just was doing the complete opposite ultimately, you know, so, yeah.
Angus said it there at the top. Was it when they flashed up Slovenia, Portugal and Azerbaijan and I knew we were in for a shock? Yeah, that was the one we were all like, oh, who is this going to be? The jury, well, the Eurovision Watchers jury is out. There's a mix, would you say, there in that chat of what people thought. But overall, people seem fine.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. B said it was designed to be random, but to accommodate. Paul Cullen said 8 non-exclusively English qualifiers is pretty amazing. My Instagram said I liked the new putting announcement. Let's see.
Yes, actually, the 5 non-qualifiers were all non-native English speaking countries with English language songs.
Wow.
And the only country that qualified with the song fully in the English language was Norway, and then Netherlands partially. The rest of them were all native languages. That just shows you the televote doesn't care if the song is in English and the majority can understand it.
Interesting. Sam makes a great point. I think the 3-way panel only works well for fans. Like, it's exciting when you know people shouldn't be going through, but only fans know that. A regular viewer must look with confusion. So it would be interesting to hear what the general audience who are tuning in just for the one night think of it as well. But I think for the... They often talk about semi-finals are very much for the fans and the dedicated fans are tuning in. So maybe it is, you know, a good thing that... my sister says, sorry, can we mention Petra and her appearance? She is an icon. I was shook at that. Did not expect that. And I think we'll touch on maybe later the show overall, you know, about the interval access to that, because we certainly were enjoying them this evening.
Bruno says, Poland and Norway slay the house down boots. So true. Kieran on Instagram, what was up with the brutal camera shaking and superimposed snakes for the TV audience? Not a fan. I wanted to see what that's disappeared now. The end of that. Oh, sorry.
If I scroll up, it will stop rolling. Yeah. Sorry. The snake was during Croatia's performance, and I think the shaky cameras, they might have been talking about Switzerland. Now, Switzerland is meant to shake, but Sam, again, made a great point. They're using a special camera, and maybe because it's a wired camera, the footage is too sensitive. So when they shake the camera, the camera isn't processing it quick enough. So that's why we got that freeze and then the cut to the audience of, please turn on your camera lights on your phone. So that might explain that. So they might have to rethink that enough tonight. Shaky cameras was Croatia too. I think that was on purpose though.
That was definitely an effect,
The effect of the song, just to maybe distract you from what was going on overall, potentially.
At least in Switzerland's case, like it was just a semi-final showcase. Yes. And they can hopefully sort it out for Saturday.
Mackin 247 said, Loki, have FOMO, not being in Basel, might need to last minute book Friday to Sunday.
Ooh. Bucket and bucket.
You're doing me. Bonsai 62, Switzerland was the best act of the night for me. So yes, true. Lads. Let us know your thoughts on Switzerland. We were talking it up a lot last night. Let us know your thoughts on it. And of course, the whole show overall too, lads.
Yeah.
Natalia said, glad to hear Poland did so good. Yes, she's in the final. Ella says, I think one reason Belgium didn't qualify might be because it felt a little repetitive and kind of boring. There wasn't really any variation in the song nor staging. It felt a little try hard to me, not going to lie. Interesting. Very interesting indeed. Mike's to Graham, I enjoyed Croatia a lot more than I expected, actually. That was good to hear. Ray, a bit of comments on Sweden now. I feel like Sweden have shown another country how to do a successful Eurovision, a lot of the same comedy and DNA in tonight's show.
There was people asking online, was Edvard Afsilin involved in the script of that interval, which it does smell like him. So I imagine we will find out, especially if Petra's involved. He's very close with Petra. So I wouldn't be surprised if there were many Swedes involved. I am so happy to see, like, from the intervals and all that. Took a little while to get going, but Switzerland bringing a bit of personality. I thought, you know, just being that neutral kind of central European country, I wasn't sure how much personality we get. And people were pointing out in the chat that times it was cringe. And I do get that. Like, but it is Eurovision. We have to embrace a little bit of that. I love the running gag as a big tennis fan of Roger Federer. Like, he is clearly just going to turn up at some point because they're like, oh, Roger Federer, Roger Federer, Roger Federer. And I wonder, will they continue it into semi two? And will he either appear there or will he appear maybe in the final? Mm-hmm. We'll have to see.
And can we talk about showing up? Because we had a very special video message from Celine Dion, of course, the previous Swiss winner before Nemo with Napati Passamois. And
she won in Dublin in 1988. She won in Dublin,
yeah. So she obviously sent a video message. Lads, I think she's going to appear on Saturday. I think they're teasing us. I think they're thinking, you know, oh, she's not going to come. She's not going to come. She can't be with us at Basel. I reckon we're going to get a surprise appearance on Saturday.
And maybe a surprise appearance in your house, apparently, if Georgia qualifies tomorrow.
Shout out to Sam. Aaron said there was some tone deaf jokes. Luke said Hazel, the host, was so mean. I love her. Yeah, that's what I was talking about last night. She was very aggressive last night. She was much better tonight. I preferred the host this evening. They brought their own uniqueness in a way. It probably took them a while to warm up. So
she was kind of the, like, I'm so quirky one, and the brunette was like the solid, keeping the show going sort of thing. They worked well, I think.
Brono B said San Marino's first time in final since Flo Rida.
I think if another Eurovision movie is made for Netflix, like, I really appreciated them basing it on Iceland, but the next one would have to be on San Marino, because San Marino, I think you have to make an argument for them being probably the best Eurovision country just because of how random and out there they are. Like, not only is their entry the San Remo theme tune of this year, but the DJ behind it is also the guy behind Blue Dabba Dee. Yeah. Like, it's just so iconic. Senit bringing Flo Rida those years ago. Sir Hat from Turkey, the dentist. Like, I just love that country, man. I need to go to San Marino. There's someone in the YouTube chat who's absolutely dying for us to talk about Portugal. So wherever you are, we are going to shout out Portugal now. Connor did announce yesterday on the podcast that if Portugal qualified, he'd be leaving Eurovision. So when's the resignation letter coming?
Sorry, lads. Yeah, what a shock. I think it's a shock generally, to be honest, because we saw in the odds tonight that Portugal were actually dropping down. Croatia overtook them at one point. So they were last in the odds to qualify with the bookies, and similar enough to Latvia last year. Just really shows you that you can't trust anything. Anything can happen. And I really thought this was dead coming after, what was it, Sweden? Just the staging as well was so poor, I thought. It just didn't really tell a story.
Portugal have a way of making it in. They have an audience.
I don't know why. And obviously they had Spain voting as well, so it might have helped them in that.
Rest of the world too.
So maybe they might have squeaked in, but Jesus, it's that's a big shock for me. Big shock for me.
Dan in YouTube says, where's it gone? Euro fans typically misunderstand Portugal, Spain, Italy and San Marino voting. Yeah, it's just a more understated package, I suppose. And for those of us who like the fireworks and the noise, it's a different palette, I guess. Katrina says, so happy for Portugal. The song is so beautiful. James saying, I think people really underestimate the power Portugal have in standing out. I'd had that thought on and off. Like, we were all so confident, like, Portugal's out. And then there was just a niggly thing. Sometimes I think, but Portugal have a weird way of getting in.
And particularly as well, I was speaking to my Portuguese friend and he was saying that older audiences aren't a big fan of this song, but the younger population in Portugal absolutely love the band and love the song. So, you know, we know that Eurovision skews very young demographically in the semi-final, so maybe it just resonated on a broader scale outside of Portugal too.
Yeah, that story of coming home and all of that kind of thing. Kyrie, we have to chat about Iceland.
Delighted.
The lads.
Absolutely deserved. So deserved. I know we were talking last night that we didn't think it was enough to get through, but I thought personally it was the best vocal performance that I've seen from the lads throughout the whole season, to be honest. I thought they were vocally on point. The staging was great. The atmosphere in the arena was the perfect opener, and they deserve it. They just deserve it. I don't think it's going to do well in the final now. I think it will kind of get lost, but I think ultimately they're just probably happy to get Iceland back into the final for the first time since 2022.
Did you see their whole campaign to get themselves up the odds? And
yeah,
they were going around, and now we are 34th and now we are 33rd. Well, look, they're now in the top 26. They're in the final.
Big
so
movement.
Good for them. And I agree with Jack on the YouTube chat saying the Minecraft staging was gas. I'm sure every 8-year-old was vibing. Honestly, they have that young person, kids about locked in with that Minecraft aesthetic. They all be going mad for the Minecraft and the Roblox and all the bits and the bobs. And yeah, they tidied up the bit of crack they had in Song of a Kepnen and just made something really fun. They were a perfect opener as well. And, you know, I think kind of the goal for them was probably always to make the final.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done it now. And they in particular are an act from this year. I already know I'd love to see coming back to Eurovision in the future with something different. John in the chat saying, the lads! That's what we're calling them, the lads.
The lads, the lads.
Sam saying, I hope the lads party hard tonight. I'm sure they will. I bet you they'll be popping up with Gabe somewhere. They're good pals, aren't they?
Be on the TikTok as well.
They'll be live streaming Roblox then tomorrow or something.
Adam G said, I wasn't sure if Iceland was going to make it, but I'm so thrilled they made it. Jack Murnag said, I predicted 9 out of 10. Nice. Thought Croatia might just edge out Ukraine, but I should have realized that Ukraine just... oh my God, I can never pronounce this
diaspora
word. Diaspora vote would pull it through. Yeah, do you want to talk about Ukraine? Because they were last.
Yeah.
They were left last to be announced. And personally, I thought we were about to see the first NQ of Ukraine in Eurovision.
It was possible, honestly, in that moment. Like, I wouldn't have ruled it out. Again, just historically, anecdotally, Ukraine are such a powerhouse diaspora vote, as has been mentioned. Also, just general public support. Like, we can't deny that people are more endeared towards supporting Ukraine in any way that they can. The staging was, in my personal opinion, way better in their national selection back a couple of months ago. I know we had a viewer last night kind of rightfully pointing out that like their budget wasn't stretching to bring in the grass and all that kind of thing. And obviously Ukraine have bigger fish to fry at the moment. We all know that. So it's just great for them to be on this world stage. But yeah, a weaker package overall when we're looking at it in the context of a competition, ultimately. That's the way we have to view it. We have to chat about it. And Ukraine have sent far better. And like, if it were the Eurovision Song Contest, I would have put Belgium and Cyprus in ahead of this personally. But look, you know, there's still love out there for Ukrainian music and what they produce, and fair play to them for making it in. But Connor, I agree, like it was touch and go there. And then when they came up in the three, I thought it'd be really cruel now to have Ukraine up, like potentially breaking their qualification record and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then for them to not make it. So,
yeah. Yeah, I thought we were about to lose Ukraine there, and I thought, wow, Europe really just did not like the song, but ultimately it's gotten through. So yeah, it would have been a big shock to see that happening, but they got through.
Just to take a little breather, we had one or two random questions and they've kind of gone up, but I saw them in both of the chats again. Some people asking, because we are Eurovision, what is our perspective about Ireland, like how do we feel our chances are now that we've watched those qualifiers from semi-final one?
I feel more positive about us, to be honest. I think a lot of the fun songs got through this evening, which maybe shows that Europe are in a party mood. A lot more of the big hitters are coming on Thursday. We have Malta, we have Finland. Anyone else that are big hitters? Can't think of them right now, but I feel like a lot of the party anthems
Austria.
Are Austria as well. So a lot of the big hitters are coming on Thursday, but I think there's hope for us. Maybe Europe is paying a bit more attention to the vocal this year. Cyprus had amazing staging, but the vocal just wasn't there. Belgium, some people in the comments were saying that the vocal couldn't be heard or wasn't on point for them. So, yeah, I feel more positive. I think we'll learn a lot more tomorrow night because we'll be seeing it for the first time ourselves as press. So we'll report back then. But at the moment, based on tonight, on tonight, I'm feeling more positive for Ireland's perspectives. What about yourself?
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I think Fionn makes a very good point in our Instagram chat. Iceland qualifying gives me hope for Emmy on Thursday. So endearing, fun, and can appeal to a wide audience. It does feel overall from these qualifiers that Europe is searching for a party this year. Mm-hmm. And we've been wondering for a couple of years when that would fully be the mood, you know? And even looking at the qualifiers in semi one, they didn't want the kind of downbeat moodiness of Slovenia, and the slower song that they went for the viewers was to just kind of chilled out Portugal. So yeah, maybe it's going to bode well for us that the more party boppy songs have gotten through. Ray on YouTube saying, I feel if we qualify for the final and draw first half, Emmy will be opening Saturday. Definitely possible.
Yep, definitely possible. And just to show Jack's comment, because I clicked by mistake, so it's unfair to not answer it. Interesting point. Do you more fun songs qualifying hurt Sweden's chances?
No.
I personally do think it does hurt Sweden's chances, and that's why I'm kind of pipping Switzerland as a potential winner now, because I think we have so many fun songs this year, and I know I spoke about it earlier in the podcast this season, that I think, you know, the strongest ballad might come through and take the win, because those votes are going to be so split across so many different countries, people aren't sure what way to go. But I do think Sweden is going to get high points across the board. So it's just whether enough a slow song can take the ultimate title. But I do think more fun songs could hurt Sweden in the long run.
My hot take on that hasn't changed. It's not even hot anymore. It's cold, because I made it months ago and I haven't changed my opinion. I think if Sweden can get that top four in both, they're very likely to get first or second. Overall, I definitely agree, like, Switzerland is so deserving of a jury win at this point. And it then depends how Switzerland perform in the televote. And I hope they do well in the televote. Like, I'd hate to have great jury points for Switzerland and a low televote. But I don't feel that's going to happen, because even we can see in the fan bubble, we all have really reacted to Switzerland and we have all really loved it. Daniel Baker, good pal of mine, hello, on Instagram, asking, do we think if Spain, Switzerland and Italy were in a situation that they needed to qualify tonight, they would have? So I think Switzerland were like, yeah.
Spain, yeah. Yeah, I think a few of my local friends were texting me saying they were loving Spain just because of the campiness of it all. Italy, you know my thoughts on Italy ultimately. I think it's quite weak staging-wise ultimately though. So I think Italy might have been in trouble. Yeah.
Italy are a weird one, right? Because they have this automatic, like, platform of votes because they're Italy. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, there's an automatic, I don't know how many points, 80 points or something silly that they get, even if their performance is kind of shite. So I think they would have been the least likely of the three. I'm going to say Spain would have had a better chance over Italy. But I honestly think all three would have probably made it through. Personally, that is a nice question. Thank you. There's a couple of other qualifiers. I'll look them up while you get us another question.
Yeah, ESC 101 podcast asks us, question, will San Marino break its record of 19th place? Thoughts?
Is that its record?
That's its record.
Senna should have got top 10 for that's God's Sir sake.
I don't think so, to be honest. It depends on running order, but I just, my gut instinct doesn't think so. Potentially, I just don't think so. Yeah, no, probably not. B said, look, even if we did qualify, I don't care where we place in the final. I just want to see us maintain a qualification streak again and not wait six more years to see us in the final. I think that's how a lot of Irish fans are feeling. Yeah. Just get to the final and then enjoy the party on Saturday night. Smudge 567 said, Poland, best performance of the night.
Yeah. I was going to say, let's talk about Poland. Let's do it.
She recovered, lads. My God, the change from last night. First of all, she got rid of that horrible hair look that she had. She had her hair up in like a high ponytail last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she had this golden thing in the middle of her forehead as well. Just looked horrendous. She went back to that kind of national final look that we know so well, and it worked so well. She hit all the notes. She hit all the points that she had to hit. The dancers were in the right position. So A1 from them tonight, and no surprise that they qualified. They were going to qualify either way, but yeah, flawless from her. I'm delighted, as it's my number one this year. Yeah. What do you think of Poland?
For me, like, and so many of my favourites are in this semi, honestly. But the moment of the semi-final is when she runs at the camera. Like, that makes me want to exercise. I'm like, oh my God, Justine is coming for me. Get out of the way. And the whole going up in the air. And I was saying to the lads, actually, as we were watching it tonight, Poland are feckin' divils for being too extra with their staging. Remember the year of Achman, and it was a really like understated, nice ballad, and they were putting mad graphics on the screen. It was like, what are you doing? Blanca, they were like, it was so like garish and weird. They've hit the nail on the head here perfectly for Gaia. Like, it is very extra, but this song deserved that.
Mm-hmm.
It was giving me kind of Hunger Games energy at different points. I was like, oh, we're in Pan Am. Like, what's happening? The rings up on. It was like, you know, that nice mystical feel, kind of sci-fi fans would have appreciated that, I think. A lot of love for Poland in the chat. We love to see it. John further up asked a really fun question. John Kyle, who do you think was the 10th qualifier tonight? Guys, let us know who you think in the chat. I think San Marino.
I think Portugal.
And we'll get this one out of the way, because I know Connor doesn't enjoy chatting about espresso macchiato, but it's true.
Ridiculous.
Not a massive shock, I suppose. He has his haters. He must have his lovers.
And he has me.
And he has... No, he doesn't have you.
He has me as like more than a hater. Tommy Cash, tomato, tomato, tomato. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I said it, lads. This took a good spot of a good song. This took a spot of a good song in the semi-final. I would much preferred to see an Azerbaijan qualify over this, a Croatia qualify over this, a Belgium, a Slovenia. Who else didn't qualify? What was the other one?
I'm just, there's people putting the lyrics, No Stress O'Connor, in the No Stress chat.
A lover, a hater, a poison, a savior, No Stress O'Connor. Yeah, no, lads, this is not for me. No stress, no need to be depressed. I'm not depressed because I knew it was going to come. I knew it was going to happen, and I, you know, I could call it, like you said, Lou, like he was a camera queen.
He was the camera darling. They
camera
just
darling,
kept panning back
loved
to him.
It, and even Marty Whelan on RT kept singing the song, and it's just, locals will eat this shit up, and they have, and it's qualified, and it's a shame. Shame, but yeah, no surprise. I hope it comes dead last in the final.
Netherlands, c'est la vie, Claude. I was so happy for this man. People went in on that rehearsal online.
Fair
and
play,
look, the vocals were like disappointing in the rehearsal, but that's what a rehearsal is for. He absolutely executed it when it mattered, which was tonight. And now he's through to the final. He can have a great time. He is going to get great jury love. Definitely, I think a top 10 in the jury on Saturday is very, very achievable for the Netherlands at this point. Televote, I've no idea, but he made it through on the televote in the semi, so that is a good sign. Somebody mentioned it somewhere earlier in the chat, and I totally agree. The Netherlands just felt so warm. It just felt like a big hug. I felt really safe with him. He has such, I don't know if this is a weird thing to say, but he has such a gorgeous face. Like, he's just glowing. Like,
don't let Theo hear that.
Emanating. This is more wholesome. Emanating like happiness and joy. And like, I'm on the Eurovision stage singing about my mom and my childhood. And it felt really genuine as well. And we, Connor and I, have always peddled that boat. Like, authenticity is key. Like, if somebody else had written this song and he had sang it, I don't think it would have had the same feeling in it. The fact that this all came from him, and the staging, and the little boy on the kind of like LED mirror thing. Brilliant idea, because I did wonder how will they combat that. Obviously, you know, you can't bring a child onto the Eurovision stage. So just really clever little LED video. Happy days, gets a nice heartfelt ending. And he sounded quite emotional. And again, That felt genuine. He was selling it. I was buying it. Europe was buying it too. He's through. Happy days. The Netherlands carry on as their mini powerhouse story continues in Eurovision. Connor, you weren't so sure in recent times. You've kind of changed your mind after seeing the performance.
Yeah, definitely. I think for me, I'm not a massive fan of this song. It's not for me, but I do think it is very accessible. It's very radio friendly, and I think locals will eat this up. I know my family really, really liked this song. What put me off a bit was the vocal ability of him. We've seen in some of the performances, I think it was Amsterdam in concert, the vocal wasn't there. And even in the rehearsal clip that we saw, vocal was atrocious. So last night in the jury show or the dress rehearsal, I was really impressed by it. I was like, fair play to him. And I was really intrigued to see it tonight, whether that carried through. And I thought it was actually better than last night too. There was some iffy moments, of course, but I think as someone who appears maybe is vocally vulnerable at moments, it worked tonight. Mm. It worked in his favor and he went through. So, and it was nice to see him get kind of emotional at the end of the song, which was nice touch for it. So yeah, I'm happy for the Netherlands. Personally, it's not a song that I would be loving, but I think he did deserve to go through tonight. So I am happy for Claude.
Yeah. Lots of nice comments in the YouTube chat there. James saying his smile elevated him a few spots for me. ESE 101 saying the mirror with the child reflection was a beautiful moment. Natalia saying Netherlands felt like a typical French performance, but a good one. Paul saying he has a handsome face. That counts for points. I mean, it's fair. It's fair. Tribute of District 13. OMG, guys, you were right. The audience was so quiet in the arena. And I definitely feel like I heard fake crowd noise played. WTF.
But if you thought it was bad tonight, last night it was like no one was even in the arena. Tonight I thought it was much better, but
yeah,
much better than last night anyway. But we'll see what happens for the final now, and particularly on Thursday. We know it's coming up.
We need to watch them back.
Yeah.
Norway, Lyder, Kyle Alessandro.
Solid performance. Nothing amazing, I think, vocally. It was good to see Kyle perform well because we know he's been through the mill recently with having his wisdom tooth out. And of course, we got to remember he's only 19 years of age. You know, he's so young. So getting up on that stage is a big deal. So fair play to him. Solid performance. Nothing revolutionary. Nothing that we haven't seen at Eurovision before. Particularly from the national final performance. Nothing drastically different. A few minor changes, but solid performance from him. And yeah. Delighted for him. What about yourself?
Not a huge amount to add. Yeah. Kyle is just so competent. It's so easy to forget how youthful he is. His experience really comes through. He is just so talented, and that really carries on the stage. Norway are excellent with their staging. Like, sorry, he's trying to turn his down. Norway are so excellent with their staging, you know, carrying on again, kind of like the Netherlands, a Eurovision powerhouse.
Now, lads, please welcome to the stage, before she heads to Euroglobe, Miss Alex Basmati.
Cheers, girls.
Alex,
are you depressed?
Launcha.
I'm so depressed. Aww. I'm so sad. But no, you know, I'm very happy for Portugal, though. They were so nice when I met them.
I would have had Cyprus in over Portugal now.
I know, so would I now, in terms of the song, but they're a lovely bunch.
We've talked a lot about the qualifiers so far, but you know, you're on the ground in Basel. You were at tonight's show. What's the reaction like in Basel? How are people feeling?
And I have been, as you know, to Eurovision now the last 3 years. I feel like this is the most shocking and like the most shock you can feel in the arena, particularly number one when Portugal qualified. Like, that was just gasps all around. Like, when they were on, people were mostly on their phones. People were kind of checked out. People were talking. Who else, guys? Sorry, Killian and Joey are here with me. Who else had a big shock reaction?
San Marino.
There was a lot of shock for that. Reaction. Yeah, but
get
they
the lads
huge
on
reaction.
The stream.
Get
we
them
want
back.
To see
come
them.
On, lads, in you come.
Lads, come on.
Right. Honorary Eurovision members
now,
at this point.
You have to behave this time.
Guys, okay. Chat, welcome Killian and Joey.
Killian
please.
And Joey, who you don't know, these I'm are two Irish fans, great friends of ours. They're iconic. Go follow them. And
so
be good.
Guys, who one do you think, now. Who has the biggest shock? I thought definitely San Marino.
Mm-hmm.
Estonia, it felt like we knew that was coming, right? But they kept teasing us with that, didn't they?
Yeah, but it was more like kind of Cyprus not qualifying. We were like, sure as day, Cyprus was definitely qualifying.
Well, mate, I think that was just us three, though.
The Theo Evan fan club has four.
We are big Cyprus fans in this house. No.
Oh, lads. Any other thoughts about tonight's show then from Basel? How's the city overall, actually?
It's really good.
It's really good. I think one of the nicest.
Yeah, people are so nice.
It's very like Trin vibe, but like people actually...
People
actually want it to host here. Like, yeah. They're very friendly. Like, they actually know what's happening.
Yeah.
Whereas Trin is like, Trino didn't realize Eurovision's happening.
Yeah, they're very accommodating. Like, even one of the days, I couldn't figure out which tram to get. And I stopped two different groups. And, like, they didn't just say, oh, I don't know. They actually, like, were walking me across the street and, like, getting people involved. And, like, they're so nice. And actually, guys, we did the karaoke tram today. And
that was gas.
It was so good. And, by the way, that was for free, put on by Basel. So we paid nothing. And that was like a full hour that we got where you got on the tram. They had like sweets. They had a live DJ on the tram. And then they would call you up to do karaoke.
Yeah.
And they had lists of like basically songs from every single Eurovision country. And they'd give you like four or five options per country. So I did Bambi Thug.
I did Mae Muller. I wrote a song. Well, tried.
Classic.
And I did Like a Party brilliantly.
Yeah, very good.
Did you do the dance, Joey?
Was it like wheeling?
Of course. And I got everyone today with me as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think one of the nicest things about it as well was like seeing people's reactions on the street because like, it felt like people, it just put a smile on their face because this is just their average, Tuesday. Like, they're coming home from work and they're seeing this karaoke tram. Yeah. So it really does feel like Basel has, like, fully embraced it. And they're loving it. And
yeah, it's a proper, it's like Trina vibes with the weather.
Yeah.
But people actually embracing the contest. Like, yeah. They really embrace it. Remember, we got Taxi home there. And his latest song he played was Tutta Italia. And he told us beforehand, I don't watch any of his songs. I don't know any. His last played song was Tutta Italia. He didn't realise that was a Eurovision song.
Yeah, because people had been getting in his taxi, obviously, and requesting Eurovision songs. So,
The really annoying thing is prices. Like, in the Irish bar last night, I just got a glass of wine thinking, oh, great, I'll have one before the embassy event. €17 for it.
God.
Oof. 17.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
So you have to be really careful. Like, there's ways around it. Like, I think the cheapest drink we can get is €7 wine.
Pinot Grigio.
Which, this is why we're actually prinking in our apartment because we're trying to avoid the prices. Yeah. But yeah, you have to be really intentional and with food as well. Like, you're talking €15
at least.
For a meal. So we haven't really been doing restaurants. We're just doing like street food basically the whole time.
Sausage rolls.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
But look, we're going to come home from Basel very skinny. So
the malnutrition.
And that's why I'm going.
That 24-hour diet.
See you on Friday.
So on the whole, prices aside, it's a good host city.
Say that again.
Sorry, on the whole, like prices aside, it's a good host city so far.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
They're really
good.
Yeah.
I have to say now, the Euroclub DJs haven't been great two or three nights. They have been playing like a lot of old stuff and then they'll sprinkle in the new stuff. But
very little pop girlies. Like, clearly, I haven't heard my number one, not once. Like, it's all very,
which is a tragedy. Weird.
There's no El Diablo or
there's
no pop icon songs. It's all very
recent sort of. Yeah.
It's like they're playing like Denmark 2010 NQs.
A lot of random songs.
And like even like last night I was asking around being like, do you guys know this song? And everyone's saying no. So it's not like it's ones that I just don't know. It's like deep cuts that no one knows.
But which one? Antibella, Time Bell. They had Girl on yesterday for 45
minutes. While we have
this
conversation, we're going to add a very special guest. Please welcome Alicia Michelle to the live stream.
We're fangirling over here.
Our new honorary Irish citizen.
Look, I am prepared to serve my votes on Thursday evening.
Okay. Rest of the world on lock.
Oh my God.
How are you doing, Lisa?
Oh, I'm good. How are y'all? I streamed the show. I'm like, watch the show with me. My mom was with me. So my mom was giving some of her thoughts. She had to check out at some point in the show because, you know, retired life is so busy. You know what I mean? You have no job. You're just collecting a check, but it's so busy. So she had to like check out at some point in the show. And so then I was doing a stream and I was like, I need to talk to some Europeans. So I'm like searching. I'm like, who's live right now? And my Eurovision, like, Ireland friends are live. I'm like, okay, we got to talk. I want to know how y'all feel.
I think we're reeling from it, really, yeah. To be honest. Like, it was kind of a shock of a result, you know?
Well, delighted Iceland got through in a way.
Iceland.
Yeah, they really deserve to get through.
Our island brothers.
I think the general shock amongst us is Belgium.
Did you see that coming?
Iceland making it through?
Yeah.
No. I just, like, come on. But I didn't see it going through because I am picky about my hip hop. I've been very consistent about this. If I was all of a sudden going to be like going die hard for Iceland this year, it would be inconsistent with like who I am and my brand as a sole individual and person who like is from the birthplace of hip hop. Because I'm like, I can't. And like, I'm just like, what is this vocal tone? What is this flow? Okay, it's just not for me. But I think I was also holding the fact that I was like, you know, I do think that they opened the show well. Here's my thing. I went into this semifinal like, y'all can get the rest. There's three songs that I need. Poland, Albania, and the Netherlands. If I get those, I'm good. Honorable mention, I said San Marino because I was like, well, I just wanted to either open or close the show because it's just one of those songs that feels like not filler. It feels like we're opening, we're closing. And so I just selfishly was like, I'd like to see San Marino advance, but I was like, y'all can have it. Portugal is one of my favorite songs this year. I put Portugal, Ukraine, Switzerland, and I'm missing one. Lithuania in the same category where I'm like, this is not the stuff that Eurovision fans tend to like, but I like in life. So I was already acquiescing to losing Portugal. So for me, I got the three that I needed. I got my honorable mention. And then I got a bonus. So there was five whole slots ready for the rest of y'all to get in. So I'm like, I don't care. Like, anybody can get in. Have fun with it. Because I'm telling you, there's only like three songs, four songs out of this semifinal that I was listening to consistently. So I was going into this feeling like, I think I'm going to get everything I need. I think I might get something that I want, and the rest can have fun. Thursday night's going to be a different vibe, though, right? Like, Thursday night's going to feel way more competitive because I'm going to be real. But y'all should be feeling good, Ireland. If Iceland can make it, y'all are in there, right?
Yeah,
like, it's happening.
Saying tonight. Yeah, 100%.
Alicia, you always talk about the mood of Europe. I always think of you when we have that discussion. And if Europe are on this vibe of putting through Iceland and San Marino and just the fun Don't Be Worrying songs, hopefully that's a good omen for us and for Emmy.
Agreed.
Well, I think I've been consistent saying that I think Ireland has one of the stronger songs. And I think sometimes we get in the fandom, we're susceptible to the vibe of the performer, the vibe of the social media, the vibe that it makes us feel at pre-parties and like in the lead up of stuff. And we forget like what that instant feel is going to be. Here's the thing that I will say. I think Ireland's national selection already had songs that gave qualifier. Other than Samantha Mumba. Sorry, girl. We love you. You know, I can't even remember the track now. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
someone's getting a bag
you.
Of aubergines tomorrow.
I mean, Like, it's good. And if anything, we needed Samantha Mumba to come in and go, we don't need the panel at the Late Late Show, so maybe next year we won't have it. Because we don't need it. It's just, it's kind of unnecessary. So if we had to experience that so that next year at the Late Late Show, we don't have to deal with that, I'm cool with it. So I think, but I would say song-wise, this year, not even looking at the semis, I've always said that Like a Party, I think, stood out. So to me, I think, you know, and I was leaving space a little bit for songs that maybe didn't grab me in the studio cut to get me in the live performance. So I think for the people who might be feeling a little bit like passé about Like a Party, have to remember that I do think studio cut wise, when you're listening to the whole of the songs this year, it is one of the better songs that we have. Vibe making it makes me feel more comfortable for Iceland. But we do have a glut of female performers in semifinal two. So this semi, we saw a guy. I think the only like lighter candle that we could light for this semi is Belgium, where it's kind of like you did everything that you could do and you didn't make it. It wasn't a fault of the staging. It wasn't a fault of the vocal. We didn't get bum notes. But we do maybe have to live in a world where it was like, okay, maybe it was the fault of the actual studio cut song. Because although this is a genre that I really like, there was something that was like a detractor for me when I was just like, but I'm not, it, like, this should be Looktel, you know, 2025. But it wasn't. I was like, it was something when I was listening to it that I was like, oh, like, this should be that. Like, because Looktel, everyone knows, one of my favorite songs last year. So I was like, why am I not gravitating towards it as much? And then honestly, studio cut wise, I skipped it. But there was so much good about it. I knew the live show was going to be good. I knew the vocal was going to be good. The live show was good. The vocal was good. But it didn't make it. So the only thing that I think people could go, oh, what if, is what if it had Cypress's running order? Would that have worked out better? But then we're also living in a world where, Cypress, you didn't even make it either. So, you know, you're not at the big show either. So, like, what are we really going to do? But it does make me nervous. I will say, this does tell me Europe is into fun. So Australia, you're in. I mean, because Milkshake Man, I think, is actually one of the stronger studio cuts that we have this year. So I think the Milkshake Man is starting off and winning. I'm thinking Ireland, you're in, because it's youthful, it's fun. But I think today's results made me nervous for maybe Czechia a little bit. A little bit, but Norway made it tonight. So, like, okay, maybe I don't have to be that nervous, but it made me nervous, I would say, for Luxembourg, because Luxembourg isn't necessarily fun or funny. I do know there's a Eurovision audience for it, but it's not fun or funny. We got all of the fun in semifinal one. Like a Party is going to be some of the fun. Malta, Australia, Ireland are some of the fun that we have in semifinal two, so maybe we get those.
Okay. And sorry, with that, guys, we have to hop off because, guys, we have,
club.
We have to go to your club. Thank you for having our pre-drinks with us, because, as you know, it's so expensive in Switzerland that we couldn't be going to your club. We have to have five-year-old Aldi glasses that made it all the way to Switzerland. So we feel very demure and very fancy having our Eurovision.
Cheers, Alicia.
Cheers, Alicia. And Eurovision.
Love you guys. Enjoy your night.
Enjoy the night, guys. See you later.
Bye.
And it's all because of you. Womp, womp, womp. Firm favorite here, that song.
I could have defended Denmark this year.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been fighting in the trenches. I'm going to tell you my departure from fighting in the trenches. Y'all are going to love this. It's going to harken back to Turin. Can we just, lighters, Turin. No Euro Club in sight. Just a bar, some people. Michal's phone and a playlist, and we came together and we made it work.
Okay. We were directing people to move furniture for us. We were like, excuse me, kind sir, can you move that table over there for our dance floor?
It was like, you're going to be just fine.
And you were buying everyone shots, Alicia, if I recall correctly.
Alicia gave me my first shot when I arrived to Turin, and I will never forget it.
I'm all about the shots, but I will sometimes, for people who are like, I don't really do shots, I'm like, we can make a shooter. It doesn't have to be a shot, but it need be in a small glass with a high alcohol content and just goes down smooth. I'm a big proponent of that. If you don't drink, shout out to you. Come on, Seltzers and San Pellegrino. We'll do it. I'll tell you my departure from Denmark. The satin fabric. Because y'all know on my channel, we talk about the styling. And a lot of people don't talk about the styling because, you know, they don't have the credentials. They don't have the Instagram page. You know, they don't have the background. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. Me, I'm going to talk about the styling and I'm going to talk about the fabric. The fact that we chose a satin for that bodysuit and then satin boots, I'm happy we got the fabric because I was like, I really want something with movement for her. I think the vocal's going to be flawless, but when I looked at the clip that they selected, I was like, who is taking this away? Like, this could be insert Charlotte Pirelli in the same outfit 15 years ago. And I'm like, Denmark, I want to see y'all do well. I had a great time in Copenhagen last year. I want y'all to do well. And this is not giving me any confidence. I didn't feel the confidence. And it was the satin. I'll just tell you, that was my departure. I was like, once I saw the outfit, I didn't even need to see the clip. I saw the outfit and I was like, we couldn't do leather. Leather would have been nice. I like the color. I think the royal, it's one of my favorite colors, but so I'm partial. But once I saw the satin, it just was giving, we're doing staging for like kind of an aging diva. And it's like, she's not even close to 40. I'm closer to 40 than Sissel is. And I'm like, why are we in like satin with sleeves and satin boots?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the boot, the over-the-knee boots, that kind of look, personally.
I just keep getting comparisons to Brooke from Ireland 2022, the same kind of journey of the song itself isn't very special. I think it's more Sizzle that is making it special, and the fan community is loving her and kind of backing the song to get through, but ultimately it's just not going to cut it and fail to qualify on Thursday night as much as the fans would love to see it. But stacked in a very heavy semi-final of great songs, is the public going to gravitate towards it?
Yeah, it's a really tough semi, and I would even argue that I think Brooke had more access and potential than Sissel did coming into it. I think Sissel got the momentum a little bit after the fact. Mm-hmm. Today's results make me feel comfortable for Australia, where I was living in a, you know, it might not happen space, so I was feeling comfortable for Australia. I was feeling, I'll be fair. I've been living the season kind of comfortable for Ireland because I do think the playing field has always been competitive for Ireland. I just, even with it not maybe being the best, I mean, hold on. Maybe this is a challenging question to ask y'all. But previewing Thursday, given the results that we have now, do you think you would feel more comfortable going into Thursday now because of the results? Like, I'm saying because of the results of tonight, do you think there are entries that you would feel more comfortable about representing Ireland? Because again, I think I've been consistent that I was like, I don't think that for the most part in Ireland's national selection, there were like clear non-qualifiers. People, I think, amp up things because they have like their favorites and stuff like that. But sonically, and even given where we were in the fandom at the time, I, for the most part, felt like, no, all of these could kind of make it given the trend of where the selection is going, or, you know, or the overall playing field for Eurovision is going. But now seeing the results today, do you feel like you all would have been maybe equipped more strongly, more comfortably with some of the other options you had at the semi? And that's not a negative to Emmy because, I'm saying like the results today actually made me feel more comfortable for Ireland than I did. But I was already living in a world where I kind of was thinking like, oh, I think Ireland gets it done.
It's a hard one because personally going into it, I think Niall was my favorite from Eurosong. I think vocally he was just amazing. And it was the first time in that studio that I've ever got goosebumps from a performance. And I think aesthetically we could have changed things and the overall staging was needed to go. I don't think it was working. But does it kind of remind me a bit of Red Sebastian tonight then? Vocally, was it just too much that people might have gravitated against it? So maybe Emmy is the best choice. It maybe, I don't know, Bobby Arlo potentially could have been like a Norway-esque of semi-final one and semi-final two. Hard to know, but people seem, like we were talking about earlier, that Europe wants to have a party. The world wants to have a party. The news is very bleak and everyone's just to have fun and let loose. So maybe like a party is the best option, ultimately. But I guess we'll find out on Thursday, you know, if she qualifies or not. But like we were saying, much more positive. What about you, Lou? Are you...
Yeah, I think I agree. I think Niall in the national final would have brought a really like lovely vocal moment to the semi-final. Maybe not as outwardly televote friendly a song. So it, I think in a funny way, it might have done better in the final with a jury there. But I think overall, Emmy with the better package and an elevated package. Can't wait to see the full 3 minutes tomorrow in the rehearsal.
And there we have it. That was the live stream. Big thank you to all our guests. We had Alex Basmani live from Basel, who was also joined by Joey and Killian, two good friends.
New Eurovision regulars.
Pretty much new regular. We're drinking with them every night before Euroclub. Yeah. And of course, a big surprise, Elisa Michelle popping in to say hello. And hopefully we'll hear from her more during the week. And as we said on the live stream, Lou, you'll be joining her on her Ladies Choice on towards the end of the week too. But yeah. Another Eurovision semi-final done and dusted. We have the first 10 countries qualified from the semi-final alongside the Big Five and Switzerland, who are already pre-qualified. Tomorrow night, Thursday, we will get semi-final two, which is exciting. Ireland, of course, so we'll have more of a preview on that in this evening's live stream and tomorrow's podcast episode.
We are live streaming today, Wednesday the 14th of May, after the semi-final two rehearsals, letting know all of our thoughts. That will, just like this episode, be uploaded, parts of it uploaded into a podcast episode for tomorrow morning, Thursday. Where can people find us?
They can find us on every social media site. Just look up Eurovision. We're on TikTok, Eurovision Podcast. We're on X, Eurovision Pod. We're on Instagram, Eurovision Podcast. You can email us, eurovisionpodcast@gmail.com. Also, lads, if you want to support us and buy me a coffee, Eurovision Podcast, there, buymeacoffee.com/Eurovision. We've had loads of donations during the week, so thank you so much. We will get to reading them properly later on in the week. And as well, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you follow there and hit the subscribe button and also leave us a 5-star review if you can, so it helps other Eurovision fans in Ireland find us during this busy, busy week. But for the moment, thank you so much for listening. As always, we will chat to you very, very soon. Enjoy the rest of Eurovision week. And all we got to say is,
Slán go fall.